This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeremy Kahn's our buddy from the Fan in the Charm City in Baltimore, 105.7. How's it going, Jeremy? Happy holidays, dude.
What's up, Scotty? How are you?
I'm chilling. So the game the other night was insane. I mean, I thought the Ravens played terrific. Now, you know I'm a Steeler fan, but I got to tell you, I thought the Ravens beat their ass the whole night. And they just look, that was the best football game, in my view, even though they lost, that they played all year. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. You know, on the defensive side of the ball, obviously a lot of things could have been better. But offensively, we haven't seen them show up like that since a Thursday night game against the Dolphins where, you know, Matt Moore basically had 2 days to get ready for him, and they just drudged him up and down the field. But, yeah, I mean, the offense was doing a great job of moving up and down the field. And I thought both teams had great strategies coming in from the offensive side of the ball. But a lot of fun to watch. I mean, the Ravens would have liked to have been on the winning side of it, but I think there's some good things to take away from it.
So they think that, obviously, you notice, you're there. I'm not, but I follow the scene in Baltimore, obviously, and talk a lot about you know, the Ravens and, you know, even the Orioles. So my question is this. They think they're still going to the playoffs, and they think that they're actually going to play the Steelers again.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess the mindset of a Ravens fan is if you look at their last three games, all are extremely winnable. It's the Browns, it's the Colts, and the Bengals. And the toughest of the three, the Cincinnati game, will be at home. And I think even like a lot of projections have the Ravens' playoff chances really high. I mean, Buffalo still has to play New England one more time, and then you start looking at some of the other tiebreakers that are out there. A lot of those teams play each other, so I think that's why the percentages are so high. And then if you're a Ravens fan and you're trying to be an optimist, you're realistically telling yourself we're either going to Jacksonville, which we know Jacksonville's defense is playing great, but I don't think a lot of fans are necessarily scared of that team, to Kansas City, to San Diego. I mean, I think you'd have an opportunity to win any one of those three games. So and then the possibility of obviously meeting the Steelers or the Patriots in the next round.
Wow, Jeremy Kahn with us. So do they? They actually. There's a lot of people. I saw the odds of them making it are like really strong. If you believe in all that stuff, do you believe in all that when these television networks start kicking out percentages? And because I think it's a load of crap that they come out with. Oh, they got an 82% chance to make the playoffs. Like, I wonder, what do they sit around and do this over sandwiches? I really don't. Where do they come up with this stuff?
Somebody's making terrible money doing that stuff, just sitting around crunching numbers. But I mean, I guess so, because like I said, the teams that are in the mix, and it's funny because if you talked to me 3 weeks ago, we'd have been going, ugh, the Ravens playoff team. I mean, even if they get in, what are they going to do? And then you have a night like last night where the Dolphins beat the Patriots, and then you see the Ravens play the Steelers tough, and, you know, you can make a case that they if they do a few things differently, they win that game. And then you look at who they're going to face in the first round. I mean, realistically, who's good in the league anymore?
Well, I mean, do you think the Steelers are good?
I do, but I've been saying all year long, I think they're fool's gold, man. And the reason being is it's the way that they played at the level of their opponent, especially if they have to go on the road. I think if they can beat the Patriots this weekend, which I think is a tall order, especially them coming off a loss. But, you know, if they can beat them and get home field, I think it'll help. But I can't figure out why Pittsburgh plays so poor on the road. And it always comes down to these walk-off field goals, if you will.
Yeah, Jeremy Conlett is from the Fan of Baltimore. Because that's a great way of looking at it, fool's goal, because I keep saying on the show that, and we're on in Pittsburgh as well, on the Fan there, and I'm always saying that, I mean, they just keep living on the edge, and they're playing all these games and winning by last second, and they're giving up all these points, and their defense is... it's never been the same since Hayden went out, stopping the pass, and then now they've lost Shazier. I think, you know, I respect Ryan's speed, But mm-hmm. I think the talk about him being this all-world linebacker, I'm just not there with that. I think he's overrated. I think they act like he's Jack Lambert or something, and I just don't find that to be the case. And he's been injured in the last couple of years. Now he's injured again. Obviously, this is devastating, this injury to his back. But I just don't think their defense is the same, frankly, with either one of those guys not in the lineup. And I just don't think, you know, I like them. I think they're a really good team, but they're living on the edge. Like you said, fool's gold. I think they're beatable.
Well, and that's the thing. It's just like you look at the AFC, and I'm not one of these guys that hates the Steelers. I mean, I have the utmost respect for them. And Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, these guys are fun to watch, and you'd like to see them go deep in the playoffs. But, you know, the big question is, you know, when we look at the AFC, I think realistically most fans will say, well, there's two teams. There's New England and Pittsburgh. But, you know, who else? I mean, when you look across the board, that has Pittsburgh dominated or beat? You know, you look at the teams, you can only play who's on your schedule. I just think the league's really watered down. And then we get this horrific news with the NFC with Carson Wentz going down. And you look at some of the situations there, and it's like, who do you buy into realistically in that conference? And then, you know, it's probably going to be the Pats again unless Pittsburgh can steal one this weekend. And I don't mean steal one. I mean, that's a very winnable game, but I don't know. I'm a little bit superstitious. I feel like coming off the loss of Monday night, that New England's going to come out and put their best foot forward.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Let me ask you this question. As far as, like, because Flacco and Harbaugh have been there forever now, it seems like to me, anyway, I wonder what it seems like to you guys. Do you think, because everybody's still, you know, down with these guys and, like, just keep soldiering on with the same staff and the same guys and everything. Do you think that he's better than his and also, do you think he's better than his brother? Because he's taking a lot of heat in Ann Arbor for not being able to beat his rivals, whereas, you know, John has actually been very consistent down in Baltimore, you know, winning and, you know, going to big games, if you ask me.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when it comes to John, it's funny. You get two different coaches after wins and losses. I think this week he had an 8-minute press conference after the loss, excuse me, with Pittsburgh. But you know, fans get tired. They always want what's next. And when the Ravens have been struggling since the Super Bowl win, and they paid Joe all that money, and he really hasn't lived up to the hype, if you will. I mean, I remember the Super Bowl year. It was kind of funny. I did an event with Flacco, just talked to him about his contract situation. And he's really a guy that bet on himself. I mean, it's a great story. He bet on himself. He ends up throwing 11 touchdowns and zero picks in the postseason. A lot of those plays, if you go back and watch it, were 50-50 balls that he threw up to the receivers, and they made a bunch of plays. But it's just a great story, and he got paid for it. But he hasn't been that type of quarterback since then. And, the numbers show it. But you can also say that he's had a circus full of, you know, trot him in, quarterback coaches, offensive coordinators, and it's been a constant group of people coming in every single year that he's been dealing with. And, you know, a lot of fans here would tell you that he didn't have top-notch receivers. But in the end, you got to get it done. And I think the same thing applies with Harbaugh. You know, when they were losing, everybody's like, if he doesn't win this year and get to the postseason, he's done. If he doesn't do this, he's done. You know, fans were getting upset over it. But I still think, you know, they're going to make the postseason, in my opinion, this year. And I still think they're both back next year. Flacco's contract, they couldn't do anything with it for at least two more years, I believe.
So Jeremy Conwood is from Afternoons on the Fan in Baltimore, 105.7. Let me shift real quick to Manny Machado. I think he's a badass, and I think people here, you know, the talk is here the Yankees want him. And I want to know, does that make everyone in Baltimore want to hurl?
Absolutely, man. The thought of seeing him in pinstripes, the fact that he wears 13 and A-Rod wore 13, and you look at all the things in line. That was his idol growing up. He's from Miami. I think all of it makes too much sense for him to end up there. And I think Baltimore fans would hate to see it because, you know, for people outside of Baltimore, maybe fans that get to watch him, because I know there's some hatred. There was some immaturity on his part early on in his career. Excuse me. And you look at him, defensively, he's an absolute stud. I mean, you could put him at shortstop or third, and he immediately becomes one of the best defensive players at that position in the game. And, you know, he started off slow last year, but he can hit for power. He can hit for average. He can do it all. And I don't know. He feels like one of those generational players. And me growing up, the Orioles are the only team I had here to root for so many years. It's you know, I'm dying for the Orioles to pay up and keep him. But from the way that everything's set up for them, I don't think it makes sense. I think they have to move him. or just go balls to the wall and try to win this year and then see what happens. But if he hits the open market, they can't compete with the Yankees, with the Dodgers, with the Cubs as far as spending. They just can't.
Do you think they, let's say, because, you know, there's talk that they want, what were they, 75, 87? Do you think they want to rebuild? And obviously they want pitching. Do you have any indication on what they want for this guy if they were to give him up?
Well, it's funny. I was reading a report today that one GM had said the Orioles are the biggest flirt at the party. They like to talk to everybody, but nothing ever happens. But, you know, when it comes down to it, the story was that they want two starting pitchers that are controllable for a few years. And I just don't know what team – I mean, the only team that I could think of that might be able to do something like that is the Dodgers, but I still don't know if you're getting two controllable pitchers if you were going to move them. And then, you know, there was reports – there's a lot of people from the Orioles, you know, scouting staff, and it used to be in the front office with Andy McPhail with the Phillies. The Phillies are really intrigued, but the story was they want 72 hours to try to negotiate with them. And Machado's not going to negotiate with anybody that where he doesn't want to be. You know, he's going to get his $250, $300 million over however many years. Because when we're talking about some of the top players in the game, I think he's easily one of the best. And I'm not saying it just because I'm in Baltimore. You know, if he went anywhere, I think he's a premier player.
Would Jones freak out if they got rid of him?
Well, I think a lot of people are more worried about Scope because Jonathan Scope, who many people got to see this year, he came on like gangbusters. But he's a guy that the Orioles really, really like. And, you know, they want to sign him to an extension. But, you know, after this year, Manny Machado's up, Zach Britton's up, Brad Brock, and Adam Jones. So they got to figure out exactly what they're doing. They do have some young outfielders that they really like in their farm system. But, again, it's going to be an interesting year to see what happens not only this season, but in the offseason next year.
So this week at the Browns on the road, you're not going to fall prey to that disaster by losing to them, are you? Because that would just be heinous if they lost to the Browns. The Browns are terrible. They always find a way to lose. The Ravens aren't going to get suckered in there, are they?
Well, I think this game's going to be closer than what people think. The Ravens, the Browns always get up when they play Baltimore, no matter what their records are. And I think the Browns are a little bit better than we give them credit for. I almost think that someone's hitting that Buffalo Wild Wings switch in the fourth quarter to tell them it's time to go lose the football game, man. Because you tell me this thing. I know you do picks. I do picks on my show, and I had the Browns as my lock of the week, and everybody's telling me I'm crazy. With 4 minutes left to go in the game, I'm getting tweets saying, man, that's an awesome pick. I can't believe you saw that happening. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me how this thing ends.
That was the worst. I had him, too, that 3.5, and I thought that was just – I cannot believe they let Adams score a touchdown on that pass, on that slant, with, like, four guys there to tackle him, and he spins out and goes house. I almost died watching that. That was the worst beat ever.
I hit every single game this weekend except that one, including the Army-Navy game, and I'm going, you have to be kidding me. Like, how does that even happen?
Yeah.
But again, it's a divisional game, and – to me, this is the Browns' Super Bowl. You know, Cleveland leaves town. The Browns leave town. They become the Baltimore Ravens. They've hated them ever since. You got people urinating on Art Modell's grave and all kinds of stuff. I mean, that hatred's always going to be there. So if they're going to get up, and I know the Steelers are a longtime rival, but if they're going to get up for one game, it's going to be the Ravens. And you know this as well as I do. When the Ravens and Steelers play the next week, those guys all look like they've been in car accidents. So I think the Ravens start off slow. But I think the Browns do what the Browns always do and lose the game.
There you go. Hey, Jeremy, always great having you on the bench. Have a great Christmas, Pharrellmas, New Year, everything. I love you. Thanks for coming on the bench.
Thanks, Scotty. Anytime.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.